Good afternoon, it's 5 o'clock and this is Observer Radio News. It's currently 9 degrees Celsius with a few clouds outside of our East York studio. I'm your host, Andre Wajaja. In this segment, I'll have the latest on news, sports, and entertainment. Now for our top stories. Former Conservative MP Raheem Jaffer can't seem to get himself out of hot water. Environment Minister Jim Prentice has confirmed that Jaffer had used the parliamentary office to discuss his own private business matters. Prentice said that his aide had been meeting with the former MP. The meeting took place in Helena Gurgis' office, who was Jaffer's wife. Opposing MPs have accused him of unregistered lobbying by trying to build business for his company, Green Power Generation. Jaffer has repeatedly denied that he's done any lobbying or any wrongdoing. Toronto wants to cut down on idling motorists. The city has a bylaw that requires drivers to turn off their cars if they haven't moved for 3 minutes. City officials say these regulations need to be more strict and enforced. They want to decrease the stoppage time from 3 minutes down to one. Drivers can also get slapped with a $125 fine. If the changes are made, the Toronto police will be responsible for enforcing the new bylaw. A teacher at Harvard Collegiate Institute in Toronto has been charged with sexual exploitation. 40-year-old Timothy Dingwall allegedly had sex with a 17-year-old girl. Police could not confirm whether the victim was a student at the school. Dingwall was taken out of his position and put on home assignment. And in sports, the Montreal Canadiens have gone against all odds and sent their series to the seventh game. The Habs beat out the Capitals 4-1 last night. Montreal goalie Jaroslav Halak put on a stellar performance as he stopped 53 shots in the victory. Game 7 will take place tomorrow night in Washington. In baseball, the Jays fell short to the Boston Red Sox last night at the Rogers Center. 14,000 fans looked on as the Bo Sox edged out the Jays 13-12. Attendance at the stadium is still at an all-time low. This is their third consecutive loss, and the teams will square off again tonight at the Rogers Center. And in entertainment, everyone's favorite Caped Crusader may be hitting the stage soon. DC Comics and Warner Brothers are in the early stages of making a stage show called Batman Live. The show will be aimed at kids and families. The script will be written by Alan Burnett, who has worked on the Batman and Superman television shows. More than 30,000 users have signed up for a Facebook group which supports the idea of William Shatner being the next Governor General. The group mainly consists of diehard Star Trek fans. Other names that have been thrown around include Rick Hansen and Leonard Cohen. Secrets of a Black Boy wrapped up with its final show at the Music Hall. Many people came out to support and help celebrate its successful run. The play explores the lives of five African-Canadian boys and slowly unravels the secrets that haunt them. The playwright, Darren Anthony, hopes Secrets of a Black Boy will inspire young people to share their own stories through theater.
Basically, I just want to spark conversation and inspire the next generations of storytellers. I find that there's a young voice out there that wants to be heard, and theater is a beautiful medium, and I think there's more to it than just rap.
Darren Anthony and his sister Trey both work in their communities with youth on a regular basis. They devote most of their time educating and encouraging people to express themselves with their voices. Well, that's all the news we have for this segment. I'm Andre Wajaja, and this is Observer Radio News, Toronto.